The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, third page of the Maamar Kamos towards the bottom, before the final two dafs, the beginning of the long lines. Sorry, a little bit further up. Tana Rabbanan, about 12 lines from the top. Tkios ein ma'akva zu es zu. Brachos ein ma'akva zu es zu. Rashi, tkios. Hu brachos da alma, kagon tanios ein ma'akva zu es zu. In birch lo taka. So when it comes to tkios and atanis, tkios and brachos are not ma'akiv each other. Tkios u brachos shirash hashanah v'shem v'kipurim ma'akvos. However, tkiyas and brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are ma'akev. So according to Rashi, what does that mean? The tkiyas and brachos we're talking about are be ma'akev each other. The Rashi says that the tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah are ma'akev the brachos are ma'akev the tkiyas. You can't have one without the other. Take a look at the previous page. Tosfos daf lamagila medbeis, the end of Dibur Maskil, Shir Trua. The Tosa takes issue with Rashi's pshat. It's about eight lines from the bottom of the Tosos. Mashri tov perish akundris, dim birech velo taka, otaka velo birech, perish birech malchi asachronis v'shofros, so, and you didn't blow. You're not Yosei. So you're not Yosei, the Musa Shmanesrei without the Tkiyos, and you're not Yosei, the Tkiyos, I'll say their brachos without the brachos. Says Tosfos Yev Shalomer Kain. The Tanya Lakaman Shtei Ayaros. The Achas Token of Achas Mevarchin. So earlier on the, or a little bit later, the Gemara Lamed Aleph and Mebeis has a case. There are two cities. One of them has the ability to blow shofar without a Baal Tefillah. One of them has the Baal Tefillah without a shofar. You have a choice between davening Musaf and hearing Tkiyos. Better to hear Tkiyos rather than daven Musaf, or have someone be motzi you with Tfilas Musaf. So you see from there that they're clearly not maki of each other if we're talking about a possibility of having one without the other. The Tanan, Misha Birech V'Achakach Nivdavna Lo Shofar. What happens if a person said the brachos and then he only found the shofar later on? Mashma shebelo shofar yachal levarich. So that sounds like you can have the brachos without shofar. Ela tkiyas ubrachos ma'akva zuazu. Hainu shat tkiyas ma'akva zuazu. For brachos ma'akva zuazu. It means kishemavarich malchias achvan zeshofar zivarch shloshan alo yivarch klal. It's all or nothing. Either you daven the entire Musa Shmanesrei, or you don't daven at all. You can't have malchias without shofros. V'chein tkiyos shram etrua in baki v'shloshin yitka v'mlav lo yitaka lo yitka. That if a person only knows some of the rounds of tkiyos and not the others, then he's not yosei at all. Okay. But the way Tosa understands Rashi seems to say that the tkiyos ataka makiv the brachos, that if you have that you would not be yotzei malchias hakodesh without the brachos, and maybe you wouldn't be yotzei without the kiyos, and you couldn't be yotzei those kiyos without the brachos. So Rav Henkin, in one of his pieces about the kiyos, which we'll get to the punchline in a few moments, makes the following observation. This is reprinted in the Gvuas Aliyah, the reprinted collection of Rav Henkin's tshuvas and essays on Aruch Chaim, printed in Simanim Kuf Nun Vav to Kuf Samach. So he points out, first of all, even though Tosa seems to have a strong kash on Rashi, Rashi's position may also be that of a Mina quote of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor, Dafid Alephim, Advez B'Dapi Rif, quotes that he remembers seeing when he was young, that all the people davening in the shul, when they daven the Shtil Shemin Esrei for Musaf, would only daven 7 brachos, and only the Shas would daven 9 brachos. That's also quoted by the Ritz Gaius and the Rush. That was a minig of Shtei Yeshivas and Babel. So what's the basis of that? Why would the Yechidim only daven 7 brachos? So Frankin says, maybe it's this Shita, that you can't, there's no point in davening Malchias or Chodesh Ofros if it's not accompanied by the Tkias. So if you're not going to blow the Tkias during the Shtil Shemin Esrei, which was apparently the minig in those places, then there's no point in davening Malchias or Chodesh Ofros to begin with. Only when the Shliach Tzibur davens and it's going to be accompanied by the Tkias, does it make sense to daven Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros. The Aruch Lener, here in Rosh Hashanah, points out, in defense of Rashi, two things. Number one, the Lashon of Tkias Ma'akvos, Tkias Ubrachos Ma'akvos, is mashmah that they're ma'akiv each other. Because he says, when the Mishnayis mean to say, when the Chazal mean to say, that if they wanted to say that Malchus and Chodesh Ofros are ma'akiv each other, that the brachos are ma'akiv each other, they should have said, Tekios ma'akvos Zuazu. What does it mean? Tekios ubrachos ma'akvos. That's mashmah that they're ma'akiv each other. Just like he says, you have the Mishnah Menachos Afyates. Shnei sedar ma'akvin zezeh. Shnei bazichin ma'akvin zezeh. Hastar ma'bazichin ma'akvin zezeh. So where you have a one sidra, and it's ma'akiv internally, so the lashon is that it's ma'akiv, it itself is ma'akiv zezeh. If you have two things together, Ma'akvin says that means that each is ma'akiv each other. What's Rashi going to do with the case of the person who could either go to a city where they have tkias or a city where they have a bal musaf? So, even according to Rashi, there may be a difference, says the Aruch Lener, between where you have tfilos b'yachin and tfilos b'rabim. The din of ma'akiv zuzu, that you're only yotze ma'akiv zechon and shofros when they're accompanied by tkias, that may only apply if we're talking about a tzibur davening together as such. So then the brachos are going to, the kiyos are going to be ma'akev the brachos, vice versa. But if you only have a yachid davening, so then you can daven Shemoneh Esrei without the brachos. So the case where the person has a choice between going to community with the shofar and community with the brachos is where the shofar is going to be blown by yachid. There's no tzibur there. Or the person may have the opportunity to hear Chazar Sashat, hear Tfilas Musa from a Yachid, even though it's not Bitzibur, but one Yachid can be mostly another Yachid. But in a Chanami, if, according to Rashi, if you had a Tzibur, so then you can't have the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf without Tkias accompanying them, and that situation of going to one or the other wouldn't be accurate. What about Rashi's other, Tosa's other kasha, that if a person was mevarach al shofar and then made the bracha of nizdam lo shofar, again, they could be talking about a yachid. Rav Henkin has the following mechudishtik suggestion to explain Rashi, which is going to fit into his general shita that we'll get to about eating before tekias. He suggests that maybe tekios alseder habrachos are midin chatzotzos. The din in a tanis, the Rambam tanis aleph, mitzvah asay min haTorah lizok ulariyah bechatzotzos al kolzaris shetavo alat zibor shenamar alatzaris sereraschem variosem bechatzotzos klamar kol davar sheyitzar lachem kigon bitzores v'dever v'arbe v'chayotzi behen zaku alein v'ari. So anytime there's an eitz tzara, there's a mitzvah d'araisa to cry out to Kodesh Baruch Hu through the medium of chatzotzah. So Rav Henkin suggests, to explain Rashi, that maybe that's what tekios al seder brachos is. The tekios de mumad are tekios b'toros chatzotzah, that it's a eitz tzara, There's no Esara like Rosh Hashanah where everything is on the line. So that's the appropriate time to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the medium of Chatzotzos. And he says maybe that's pshat in what Chazal say in Daf Tesayin Rosh Hashanah, that the Tkiyas de Mu'mad are to be Ma'arbev as a Satan. Not to confuse the Satan, he doesn't know what Tkiyas or what's going on. No, the Arbev is a Satan because it's a Tzara that's caused by the involvement of the Satan. So we're trying to overcome the Tzara of the Satan by crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the medium of Chatzotzos. So the Tkiyas HaSeder Brachos are B'Torahs Chatzotzos. And if that's the case, if there are B'Torahs Chatzotzos, then maybe we don't require all the details of Hilchos Shofar. So in the case where a person has a choice between going to a city where they have Shofar and a city where they have a Baal Musaf, so there we're talking about the Tkiyos Al Seder HaBrachos. So Tkiyos Al Seder HaBrachos, you might as well go to the place where they have a shofar, that the case of the city without the shofar that has a Baal Musaf, it means that they don't have a kosher shofar, but they have a shofar that could serve B'Torahs Chatzotzos. So if you have a choice between going to a place where they have a Baal Musaf and the pasul shofar that they could blow during Musaf to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Chatzotzos, so then better to do that than to go to the place with only the kosher shofar without the Baal Musaf. But in a Hanami, if you don't have any even puzzle shofar, so then that's a totally different chashvan.
Isn't it better to go to the place with the shofar?
Yeah, and that the Gemara calls the Araisa? So the Gemara says you should go to the shofar because that's the Araisa. That's the Araisa, and that's the Rabbana.
The Gemara,
your choice is to go to the shofar versus Davin, right? So you
right.
Go to the shofar without Davining, right?
So you're saying the point is that you're kind of missing the right by going to the place of the shofar, even if
there's no tefillah there. Right?
There is no tefillah there, right? In the place,
it's either or.
Would you ever have to blow a pasul shofar on Rosh Hashanah
if you don't have a kosher one?
So I'm going to turn on light, but they don't have Shabbos candle on Shabbos. So I'm going to turn on light.
No, he's saying as far as the din of Chatzotzos, so you're kind of the din of Chatzotzos, even with the pasul shofar.
Isn't this
sort
of
Mashmash Kol,
right?
So he's saying yes.
This is an either or.
That's why you go to the shofar instead of the shul. But if the shul would have a pasul shofar, that would be chatzos, then you would go there. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about.
How do you read that in? How do you, that would be a tremendous chiddush without saying anything like that. I mean, Rashi has to be moda to the fact that, as you pointed out, that It doesn't mean you're not going to do shofar at all. I mean, tekiyah to the umud.
Right.
But it's still a kiyah to do tekiyah shofar the deraisa anyway.
Correct. Right? Correct.
So that's why if you have a choice of tekiyah, and this bottle by the way, the bottle of gemara is to say that you go there to be yotzei the kiyah to deraisa of shofar, that's still going to trump the brachos when it's only one or the other. But in a chanami, but you won't be yotzei the tekiyah to the umud, that part you won't be yotzei without the brachos. That's maybe how you can explain Rashi.
Thing like this, that in one place you have a kosher shofar, so you can be mekayim the mitzvah daraisa of shofar, but you don't have a baal musaf, so you're not going to daven musaf, you're not going to blow the tkiyas in musaf. The other place you have a pasul shofar, so you will daven musaf with the pasul shofar, but you don't say the tkiyas als chatzosros, but you still won't be mekayim the mitzvah shofar. So then better to go to the place that you'll be mekayim the mitzvah shofar.
Why?
Because that's a mitzvah d'oraisa.
And
chatzotros? And chatzotros is a kiyum, let's say, a kiyum of kiyos l'seder brachos, but that's not the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar, especially if you don't have a kosher shofar. That's what he's saying. No, he's saying that there's still a din of chatzotros even absent a shofar. But so then he says, I meant to bring the tshuva with me, but I forgot the volume at home. So maybe that's what he's saying. Then he says that explains the relevance of some of the Yishonim are bothered by the inclusion of psukim related to chatzotzros in the psukim of shofros. So take a look at the tshuva sarash for the next page, chelik aleph, tav pei aleph. Shofros sheyirgil and lahashlim b'shal Torah b'pasuk v'tzkata mechatzos ros v'risi kasev she'en adam yoseh bo she'en un nizkar bo shofar v'lo trua. It only talks about chatzos ros. So the Rashba answers that in a chanami that chatzos is not shofros alitzarach lomar a pasuk that has shofar trua, and therefore some of the Rishonim had different psukim instead of v'tzkata mechatzos ros. And then he says, based on this also, you understand what the Rishonim are bothered by Takanas or Bavod de Kisri. So what does it mean that they forgot or they didn't know what the correct mode of Tkiyos are, Shvar and Trua? So if the Pshat was that they always, this is a suggestion, everyone always blew the correct Tkiyos, whatever they were, for the Tkiyos to be Yushav. But the Tekiyas de Me'umad, because it was Midin Chatzotros, so then they always blew both the Shvarim and the Trua, because those are different expressions of Tza'aka that are appropriate for a Chatzotrosic Tekiyah. And then what happened over time is that since everyone was used to blowing Shvarim and Trua, or Shvarim, and maybe Shvarim and Trua, within the Tekiyas de Me'umad, they were confused as to what the Ikar Adin was in the Tekiyas de Me'yushav. So, this is all a little bit of Hakdama to Rav Henkin's position when it comes to eating before Tkiyas, but we're getting much shorter in time now, so just Bekitzer. We have a Din B'chalat HaRakula that there are certain restrictions on what a person may eat before performing a time-bound mitzvah. Two sources for that in the Gemara. Number one, the Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Tes regarding, you don't have this here, regarding eating before Tfilas Mincha. Three or four in Machlokas as to what the gather that is. 3 days in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Hilchas Mincha. But minimally, a Suda Katana or something less than a Suda Katana, maybe Asa Samach Lamin Katana. There's definitely no Isser of eating anything, but there is a certain minimum amount that a person Me'it, and beyond Suda Ketana, or Suda Gedol, according to one day, that much a person can't eat. Then you have the Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalid, that a person shouldn't come home after a long day of work and say, Ochel Kema V'eshta Kema V'ishon Kema, and then he's going to fall asleep before he says Kriyas Shema. So there you have a mashmos that even Ishan Ochel Kema, eating a little bit before performing a mitzvah, may be problematic. So you have the Truvas Hadashin in the context of Megillah, which at the face of it seems like a big chiddush. Truvas Hadashin Simon Kuftas, which quoted Lalacha by the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Parim, that a person is in a compromised position and he finds it difficult to keep on fasting before the Megillah because he fasted a whole day Tanis Esther, so can he break the fast and just have a bite to eat prior to reading the Megillah? So the Truvas Hadashin here, we're not going to read all inside because of lack of time, but he says better that you should lay in the Megillah after plag when Me'ikra din Yoyotze, rather than to have to break your fast and eat anything prior to Kriyas HaMegillah. And then we're concerned, he quotes the Gemara in Kriyas Shema, that sounds like even Ochel Kima might be problematic in this situation because a person may then forget to perform the mitzvah properly. So that's a little bit of a question as to why we'd be more machmir by Megillah than, let's say, by Mincha, where there is no Isser Te'ima prior to Davening Mincha. Especially Megillah, after a whole day of Atanas, we think you'd be a little bit more makel and allow people to have a bite before laying the Megillah. You do have a couple other areas where we are machmir on an Isser Te'ima. So number one, Kiddush. You look at the first page of the Mamre Kamos. Arachaimish Ayin Aleph Sifdalid. Aser Lizom Klum Kodim Sheikadish Afilu Mayim says the Mechaber. And the Magen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe there, you have Filo Shochan Acharav Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkatan Tes. The Magen Avraham is Bekitzer, the Shochan Acharav is a little bit more Barichas. So they explain that that's a unique reason when it comes to Kiddush. The middle paragraph here, Lefisha Iker Mitzvasan Hu Betchilas Manam, Tainu Samach Knesset HaShabbos and Samach Litziyasa. When it comes to Kiddush and Avdalah, it's not just that you have a window of 5 hours when you can say Kiddush, but you're not supposed to delay it at all. You're supposed to say Kiddush as soon as possible when Shabbos begins to usher in the Kedusha Shabbos al Hayayin. So then, it's not the eating per se that's problematic, but really doing anything that's going to delay you, and even a te'ima is going to delay you unnecessarily from reciting Kiddush. You may have the same idea when it comes to Bedikas Chametz. The next Mar Malkim on the first page, Arachayim Taflam at Aleph Sif Beis, you're not allowed to eat prior to Bedikas Chametz. Mishnah Berurah writes, Te'ima Ba'al Mashari, you are allowed to have a bite. However, the Berlacha, he discusses maybe you should even be Machmer on Te'ima, because there's a certain element that Bedikas Chametz should be performed as soon as possible the night of Leil Yudalid or Labasa, the Raivit or Labasa, when there's still a little bit of light in the sky. So maybe Bedikas Chametz is a little bit like Kiddush in that sense, that there's an Isser Te'ima, or there may be an Isser Te'ima because you're supposed to perform it at the earliest possible point and not do anything to delay. Arachayim Resh Pei Vav Sif Gimel, when it comes to Musaf, Mutter Litom Karen Tfilos and Musafin, you're allowed to have a Te'ima. What's a Te'ima? Hainu Achilas Peiros Afilu Pas Muat, says in Mishabur Pas Muat, the Hainu Kebetza, the Kolzeh Bechlal Achilas Arayi. So there we are makel on Te'ima. Next Mar Malkim Hilchos Lulav. Asu Lachol Kodem Sheyelenu Mishnah Brura Te'ima Am Ba'Ama Midino Shari Mikol Malkim Ein Lahakel Vazein Lalitzar Gadol. So the Ikar in Te'ima is Mutter, but as the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Megillah from the Truma Sadeshen, that you shouldn't be makel even on Te'ima unless there is a Sarech Gadol. And that's what the Matafrayim writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Pei Hei. Is that the right sif? Maybe that's not the right sif. Yes, I believe the Matar Fahim says that also you should be machmir when it comes to shofar just by lulav, that unless it's a tzarech, not to have even a te'ima. So Tzitz Eliezer writes, Chelek Vav, Simen Zayin, Oz, Beis. The next page of the Marmor Kamos. That maybe there is more reason to be Mekel when it comes to having a Te'ima before Tkios, where there's a need. Because the whole reason that we're Machmer not to eat, or there's a Din you should eat before Kima Mitzvos, and even Te'ima sometimes, is because we're concerned you may forget to perform the Mitzvah. But if everyone's gathered together in Shul, in Rosh Hashanah, no one's going anywhere, so even if they break for a few minutes to have a Te'ima, so it's less likely that you're going to forget to perform the mitzvah, and maybe therefore there are more grounds to be mekel when it comes to shofar than other mitzvahs. Rav Yashiv Kovas Tshuva Schela Gimel Simin Pei Tes. Should have the next page of the Marmor Kamos. So he notes some of the confusion as to what the standards are for allowing te'ima, and the different indications when it comes to different mitzvahs, as we just outlined. As he says that even though there is a minhag or practice b'tzarach gadol to eat before the kiyos, but better not to do more than necessary. He acknowledges there are minhag in some yeshivas that they make kiddush and eat before the kiyos. He doesn't think it's the best thing to do. But at the very least, he should not pass. He should only have the minimal amount necessary. And then he wonders what we were wondering, that b'amet sarachin b'mitzvah deraisa lo itiru lita melech sarach gadol v'lami yigar mitzvah saseh dekriyash mashalarvis, where it says tima is mutter b'feirish. So why are we more makel by kriyashma than by some other mitzvahs, by nikra megillah and maybe by lulav? So he leaves that as a Tzarech Iyah. Rav Henkin, in the Jewish we just referenced, was adamantly opposed to eating before Tekiyos. And he makes the following observation based on our initial analysis, that if you have a need to eat at some point before the end of davening, then better to eat between the Tekiyos de Miyushev and the Tekiyos de Umad than to make Kiddush and eat before the Tekiyos begin. The whole reason not to be mafsik, the basis not to be mafsik between the Tekiyos de Miyushev and the Tekiyos de Umad, is the Takanas HaGaonim that we find in the Rif. But the Isser of eating before Kiyama Mitzvah is Dina de Gemara. So better that you should violate the later Minog than to violate Dina de Gemara of eating before Kiyama Mitzvah. And he says, especially based on his Mahalach, that the Tekiyos de Umad are totally different very than the Tekiyos de Miyushev. It's based on Chatzosros, so Lakar Zelzeh, the Tekiyos de Miyushev to the Tekiyos de Umad, they're two totally different parashos. So if you're going to have to take a break and eat something, you should eat it between the Tekiyos de Umad and the Tekiyos de Miyushev. In the collection...
What about the brachos?
What do you mean?
The hefsek.
So that's what he's saying. The hefsek, that's only chumer
the brachos on the Tekiyos shofar.
Yeah, so he said the brachos on the Tekiyos de Miyushev.
You won't say another brach again.
You won't say another brach again, because the Iker Din you Yosef with the Tekiyos de Miyushev, and not to make a hefsek. That's the chumer that we find from the Gaonim in the Rif, but not Dina de Gemara. And then he has an exchange, Simon Kosamich, with Rav Gifter. Rav Gifter wrote to him, how could you be Mosi Laz against all the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva, Aaron Cutler, and even in Europe there are many yeshivas that make Kiddush and ate before the Kiyos. And Rav Henkin writes very briefly in response to Mishnah Peah that even if 99 people say one way, and you say the other way, and you're right, so you follow the guy who's saying Ola Locha, even if the rest of the world is wrong. So he thought that everyone else is wrong, and you have to say what's correct. I'm sure I'll receive a chassim at all.